You know, we back on Dub CNN with Dub C to talk about the album Guilty by Affiliation in stores now. How you doing, Dub?
It's all gravy. I'm a fan of what you.
Shit, it's been a minute since our last interview last summer, you know, which caused a lot of controversy. Did you get some feedback off of that?
No, it was all good, though. I mean, shit. You know, I'm out here roaming around. Every time, you know, I see a lot of cats out here, talk to my husband, handshakes and shit like that. So, you know, I mean, you know, anytime it's, you know, if it's a problem or anything like that, believe me, you know what I'm saying, it'll be out there known as it's a problem or something like that. But, you know, I think that pretty much everybody understands that, you know, when somebody speaks their mind or whatever and everything, it is what it is, you know. I mean, I respect a lot of cats out there that's doing what they do. And I'll ask every time I get down for the same respect. So, we good, man. We good. It's a West Coast thing on mine. You know, anybody that's out there that's ready to win, throw that dub up, I'm pushing for it. I don't care. New generation, you know, old generation, I don't care, man. We all are under one umbrella. And, you know, anytime I got a problem, I told you beforehand, last interview, me and that person can deal individually, and we can make it happen, you know, and we're going to keep family business, you know, behind closed doors, and we're going to do what we do, so it's all love.
Okay. And, you know, since then, you've been recording in the studio, Guilty by Affiliation. Why did you go with the title?
Guilty by Affiliation, because I feel like anybody from the West Coast is guilty by affiliation. You know, if you're affiliated with the West Coast, you are guilty in the eyes of the industry of being, you know, of being somebody that's from this branch that we call gangster rap. You know, there's so many obstacles being from the West Coast we got to deal with. You know, so, I mean, that's why I chose to run with that. I plead guilty, straight up, being from the West Coast, being a nigga dealing with society, dealing with all the uphill battles that, you know, this motherfucker from the streets got to deal with. So I chose to call the album Guilty by Affiliation, which is a perfect title.
Okay. And how was the recording process, you know, compared to Ghetto Heisman?
I mean, it was lovely, man. I got a chance to get in and do what the fuck I wanted to do. Opposed to having somebody breathing on my shoulder telling me that this is here right now. You gotta do this, you gotta sound like this, and you gotta, this is what you gotta do. You know, I chose to do what I do. That's why we do what we do. This West Coast is voodoo on you.
You know, I just heard the record for the first time yesterday, and it sounds gutter as hell. You didn't compromise your sound at all on this one.
Hey, what you said? I didn't what?
I said you didn't compromise your sound at all on this album.
Nah, not at all. Not at all. Not at all. I mean, I think that's what Dub C fans wanted, though. That's what they want. They want to hear Dub C do Dub C. They don't want to hear Dub C try to be like, you know, they want to hear Dub C try to be like Young Jock. They want to see Dub C do Dub C. You know, for those who ain't Dusty fans, who ain't feeling it, they ain't gotta fuck with it. But, you know, those who are Dusty fans, that's who I targeted this record to. I triggered it for Dusty fans.
You know, that's how it sounds.
Especially on my masters. It was only necessary for me to do that.
Okay. And what influence did Ice Cube have on the album?
I mean, he was right there from the beginning. You know, he had a lot. You know, he sat there with me and challenged me on every song, and you know, and it was good, man. He was there from beginning to end. Actually, it's the first album that he really got involved with from beginning to end. You know, he always was. You know, somebody came in towards the end, you know, I listened to it and gave me his opinion or whatever. But from beginning to end on this one right here, he was right there with me in the studio, making sure that you know the beats was you know up to par and that you know the lyrics and everything was you know the ones that we needed to run with. On every song in the studio, when I was coming to the studio, supposed to come to the studio with one song, I was coming to the studio with 2-3 songs on one track. I go home and literally go write like 2-3 songs on one track to come to the studio. You know, and I was just spitting on some niggas that was up in there, and everybody was like, you know, these are the ones that we fucking with. So, I mean, it was good, man. It was good. It was fun. It felt good just being in there doing what we do.
Okay, is that the reason Ice Cube is on the cover, too?
Excuse me?
I said, is that the reason that Ice Cube is on the cover of the album, too?
That was the shot right there that we took a while back. That was the shot that we took a while back, actually, for Ice Cube album cover. That was the shot that we took back. I went to actually for his album, for the inside of his album cover. That was the shot that we wanted to get up in there. And we said, you know what? We're going to say this for promo. Back, you know, for promo. We're going to say this for promo. And we start running the ads. And a lot of people start asking a lot of questions and everything. So, you know, I said it was good, man. It sparked a lot of interest. It was going to run with it. That's why we did it.
Okay. And are we going to see your official video for the album?
Yeah, we're going to see the official video for the record. We're about to leave him on tour within the next week. We're going to leave him on tour. And we'll be back in a few weeks, and then we're going to go shoot a video.
You know which song it's going to be for?
No, we got two or three in mind right now on what song it's going to be. But you got to understand, though, that I'm not really tripping. I mean, you know, definitely we care about, you know, about numbers. But we're not tripping off of, we're not going and tripping off of first week numbers. We're not going and tripping off of, you know, a nigga got to sell 500,000 copies and all that and everything. I can sell 100,000 copies on an independent label and see more money than an artist with a major going gold. You know, once you truly target your fan base and you know, you got a floor, you have a ceiling on where you want to go with it financially, you can go out and you can make things happen. And when you're doing an independent record and not just having a label tag, see, a lot of niggas got label tags. They ain't truly, they not independent. You know, we are truly independent. You know, we own our masters. The situation I got over with Cuba so lovely by me owning my masters, I mean, it's all gravy. I don't have to come out, you know what I'm saying, and worry about selling a million copies in order to make my money back. You know, I got a targeted number that I can hit, you know, and I'm good. And I know I've built my fan base, and I'm going to achieve that. And anytime that you're going independent, you know, you got to target your fan base. Without a foundation, you ain't got shit to stand on. Because I got to go out there, and I got to hit the Dell Street fans first and foremost. That's why my sellers not compromising. That's why I choose not to, you know, come out and, you know, try to do what they do. I'm doing me right now because I know it's a lot of motherfuckers out there who's been wanting that, who ain't been seeing that because everybody else is doing what everybody else do. I want to do what the fuck I do, and I want to give the fans that uncut raw.
Definitely. And, you know, you kept the features to a minimum, you know, with Cube, Snoop, Butch Cassidy, and Game being the only guests. What made you do that?
Well, I just wanted to go in and, put, you know, the faces that was the top faces of the West Coast, you know, that was the most recognizable faces on the West Coast at this present time, you know, and I just felt that everybody knew who Cube was, of course, Game and Snoop, you know, and by me doing that right there, you know, by cats from out of town grabbing this record right here, they seeing, okay, you know, I'm seeing these top three cats right there, and Dub C is putting this stuff right there with them, which is good, you know, so that was it right there. But I got a lot of artists that I love to work with, you know, in the future. You know, I could have went and put the Trap on, could have put Young Ballet on, could have put a lot of cats on, you know, but people that be seeing videos and hearing records from me with them coming out real soon. But right now, you know, this record right here, by my fans not seeing me in a long time and everything, I just choose, you know, I chose to just keep it just, you know, 100% just, you know, West Coast, just hardcore to the fullest and put the, you know, the Elite 3 right there. So I had to go and do it, and I just feel good about doing it. You know, and I could, like I said, I could have went out there and got a lot of features and shit on the record, but I don't want to give niggas a compilation. I want to give niggas a Dub C album.
Okay, and you know, you got a joint with Game called West Coast Voodoo. How did that track get together?
It's cast by the name of Hallway that I was working with in Lynch Mob Cap. Hallway Productions. You know, DJ Crazy Tools went and scooped them up, took them under the wing, and we've been working on them for a while, but they had a track that was like this. I mean, actually, they got a few of them that's just, you know, just, I mean, everything they do, these niggas is off the chain. Hallway Productions, y'all, on the roof, just keep your eyes open. Keep your ear to the speakers. You know, these hits right here is monsters. But they had a track that was banging. And I mean, on Game for so long, you know, even before he got with Dre, you know, we always talked about doing a record together. And on my album, I was towards the end of the record, and he was telling me that, you know, that he was trying to get on the record. He was like, dude, what's happening with it? I was like, oh, okay. So I looked around and I said, damn, I got this track right here that I got a hook on. I just needed somebody to get on it with me, you know, to just take it to the next level. You know, when he heard the track, he went crazy. He was like, you know, give it to me. So, you know, we went up in the studio, he banged it out. Sat up, we just listened to it back with some floors, man, just like a gang of time. So he said, you know what? This one right here is when we need to go on a trick out there. So we did it, you know, and it just started a big buzz. He took it to the mixers and everything at the radio stations, and, you know, hands down, everybody was jumping on the record. So, you know, I'm just letting it do what it do out there. That record right there is a record that's out there, and it's moving on its own right now. You know, it's starting to get picked up in a lot of markets on its own. We don't have no real, you know what I'm saying, no real big radio promotions on it or nothing like that, because I want the fans, you know, to get a taste of it and let me know what they were feeling, you know, how they were feeling about it. And it was good, man. It was real good.
Okay, and you know, Teek the Beatsmith and D Underdog, you just mentioned them, Hallway Productions. What made you go with their beats? Because they got 6 tracks on the album.
Bah, the younger they hungry. Bah. See, we can start playing Big Riding Gang, you know, and go off, start grabbing all the big name niggas and everything that's, you know, that is, you know, produce records for a lot of artists out there and everything. But I wanted to fuck with niggas, I wanted to fuck with Dub C, you know, the most. You know, and it was real hungry, and I was getting a lot of beats from a lot of different producers, you know, and from a lot of big name producers on tracks and shit like that. But I just needed something that was gonna complement, you know, that thirst that I'm projecting, you know, and I needed something to feed my soul, man. I need something to feed me. Hallway Production, I mean, they got it, they got it. You know, even the track with Denine, you know, Denine out of Eminem camp.
Yeah.
That track on Paranoid right there.
Yeah.
That was a banger. I mean, I just needed to go and fuck with niggas that was just giving me that them rocks.
Yep. Definitely.
I look at the internet and I read on the internet and everything, a lot of cats spilling. You know, a lot of cats spilling. So that's letting you know that, you know, it's a lot of people out there that's, you know, loving the approach and loving what we're doing. And I know a lot of people would love to see a big video. A lot of people would love to see, you know, love to see us take, you know, take the, about that a lot of other major artists is taking and everything, but you know, we start from the ground up, man, building it on up, Mitch Mob Records.
Okay, and you know, for example, you know, DJ Quick and AMG, they got the new Fixes group, and they kind of switched their sound when they did that. Would you ever consider doing something like that, you know, for commercial appeal?
I mean, yeah, as long as I keep the gangster on top over here, it's all great. I got a song called Addicted to It, I got a guy shopping and swing to it. So I'm addicted to it, you know. That record right there is one of them kind of records, you know. So I ain't got no problem with that. I ain't got no problem with doing that, you know. We're getting down and doing it, you know. But, you know, for the most part, you know, I'm going to do Dub C, though. For the most part, I'm going to do Dub C. And, you know, people can say, well, you know, I can do gangster. Like, I read an interview with Quick said, you know, he said, I can do hardcore gangster shit all day, you know, but who's going to buy it? And that's true. You can do hardcore gangster shit, and we know that we under the radar right now. We know we under attack. But, you know, I'm going to stay down. You know, and Quick stand down doing what he's doing, man. He's a producer, and I love to see. I love how he just goes and do what he, you know, what he does, and always, you know, come different with it and whatnot. But, you know, fans, they ain't heard from me in a while. It was only right for me to come back, you know, and give these niggas that shit right there. And if niggas want to, you know, they want to bounce, they want to go and, you know, and get it. It's down south sounding like shit. They can go to it on the album. They can bounce all day. Why sit there lyrically and just be jabbing niggas? Murder them.
Okay, and you know, you also recently hooked up with Game and Omar Cruz on that Powerhouse track. How did that song get together?
Game called me up. I was like, Dub, I need you. I need you. I got a song that I hear you on. I need you. I need you to come in. I got Omar Cruz. You know, I got myself on it, and I missed a link of the puzzle. But, you know, I came through there a little bit later to the studio, and they was all in there. You know, I was hanging niggas in the studio, and everybody was in there, and they was like, duh, you know, turned it up. I said, ain't no problem, man. I got you. No matter what you need, I got you. You know, and that's just the kind of nigga I am. Niggas can call me up, holler at me. I'm going to bless them, you know.
Okay. And, you know, how does it feel to be back out grinding out a new album, you know, because it's been a minute since Ghetto Heisman came out?
It feels good, man. It feels good. It feels good because I'm actually an owner of my product. I got equity in myself, you know. And it feels good to be independent, for real. You know, I mean, I'm out here, I'm doing me. I'm not doing Def Jam. I'm not doing, you know, I'm not doing Capitol Records. I'm not doing, you know, I'm not doing a lot of somebody else. I'm doing me, you know. I'm doing me, and I get a chance to get out and push me. So, I mean, it feels good, man. It feels good. It feels good. And no disrespect to them other labels out there. I mean, you know, any artist out there that feel like, you know, he can get out there and he can, you know, go major with it, and, you know, he can get a big shine. He can let him do you. I'm loving that. I'm loving hip-hop in general. I'm loving rap music in general. But for me, that's the best route. It's the best route because I got a built-in fan base. I keep niggas talking. You know, I'm so controversial every time I speak on the internet or whatever. Keep niggas talking. I mean, I'm so controversial in the hood, out the hood, all around, to where it was only right for me to get out here, you know, and drop something that I own. You know, I mean, even with the DVD that we put out, the Crazy Tools DVD.
Oh, yeah.
know.
Oh yeah, that was crazy.
I'm gonna keep raising the bar. Niggas was not gonna be able to fuck with us, man. I'm telling you, I'm gonna keep raising the bar. The next tape, we halfway through with the next tape, and we got something else that we leaking onto the next tape that's gonna fuck niggas up. That's about to fuck niggas up. See, dudes ain't speaking none to y'all. We got some shit that we cooking up right now that's like stupid. You know, the trap. Them niggas got some. Them niggas. Man, we're about to drop a mixtape on the trap in a minute. You know, that's just stupid. As well as I got the homie Young Manny. You know, he up in the studio right now just cooking up a classic. I mean, we always pushing the line. You know, but right now, you know, my album, Dub C, Guilty by Affiliation, we call it the best West Coast album of the year, hands down. You know, because, I mean, it's just that uncut raw. It's that non-stop uncut raw shit that we give a niggas. Niggas just sit up and try to dispute it and say whatever and everything. When the real, who else is giving y'all that uncut raw? A lot of niggas are trying to sound like niggas down south. A lot of niggas are trying to come out and do some shit that ain't done. You know, that ain't them. I'm doing me. And ain't nothing wrong with switching it up. Like I said, I got songs on there where we switch it up. You know, but for the most part, I'm giving y'all niggas that uncut, that raw, that real shit that motherfuckers won't say, and that shit that niggas want to hear niggas say. You know, and that's I'm doing Dub C. You know?
Okay.
That's where we at with right now. We cooking this shit up, man. We over here, we working, man. It's the platform right now.
Okay. And, you know. You sound a lot happier and more at peace than, you know, when we talked last time. How do you feel that your situation has changed since, you know, this time last year?
I mean, the motherfucking record is out.
It feels good, huh?
That's the only reason. The record is out. Only reason the record is out, you know? At first, you know, I was in there working, and I was, you know, at the time when I'm talking to you, we was working, we was putting it together. The record wasn't out yet, you know, and I just had so much on my mind that was bottled up inside of me that I wanted to get out, you know, and just, you know, I just heard a couple of things out there that was bothering me, but it's all good right now, man. It's all love. Let me tell you something, my nigga. To all the new niggas out there rapping, to all the new niggas that's coming up, new niggas want to do you, and you want to, you know, you niggas want to go out and make a change, make a difference, whatever that thing. Man, I salute y'all on the real, my nigga. I take my hat off and I salute you, and if there's anything you niggas need, anything, you know, I'm proud of my nigga. You know, I definitely can point to somebody who can. But on the real though, my nigga, I salute us from over here doing what we're doing, because we are definitely under attack. West Coast music is now considered underground music, you know, in the eyes of the industry. They're trying to wipe us out. So for us to be sitting up and going at it with each other and, you know, dissing each other and, you know, I ain't fucking with this nigga, I ain't this nigga right here and all that bullshit and everything. Man, we under attack right now. So on the real though, my nigga, you know, I'm saluting every nigga from over here that's pushing this line, that's trying to make it happen. And you know, I don't care where you from, you know, what you doing or whatever, you know. If I don't fuck with you, I'm gonna let you know, personally, you know, I don't fuck with you, but for the, you know, on the real though, I'm here for anybody that's pushing this W, man. That's up under this umbrella.
That's some real talk.
Well, man, we gotta take this shit back in our own hands. And a lot of niggas out there that don't have bills, listen to me. On the real, from a nigga that don't walk it, you know, listen to me. My nigga, you are in the best situation that you could ever be in right now, because you got the opportunity to get out there and create awareness and make it happen. Don't wait for a nigga to give you nothing. Get out there and make it happen. Get out there and do you. Do you, my nigga, do you. So when these motherfuckers step to you and they want you to sign with them, my nigga, you can go in. And look, I already moved this on my own. I moved this these amount of units on my own. So this is what I'm worth. And we calculated, and we say, okay, how much money this is worth right here, these units. You can go in and you can get it on your own, man. Start your own movement, you can make it happen on the real. You know, not being signed or having a deal or having a record out at the time, you know, it could be way worse. You know, it could be to the point where a nigga can't rap, you know. I mean, it's a lot of niggas out there who just can't rap for whatever reason. They can't get out there and make it happen. It's a lot of niggas that's locked up. All my niggas in jail, you know, stay strong, man. Stay strong. Stay down. Keep doing what you're doing. It's a lot of niggas up in there with talent, you know, that I want to shout out. I want to shout a lot of niggas up in there with talent who can't rap, you know, because they locked down. So for all my niggas up out there that don't have deals and everything, it ain't over with yet. It ain't over with, my nigga. You know, don't be scared to take this shit in your own hands. Sometimes we gotta put our money where our mouth is. We gotta take our careers in our own hands. And don't sit up there and start tripping off of, you know, a nigga not having a video on MTV, a nigga not being on Rap City or 106 and Park or whatever and everything. Them motherfuckers don't dictate us. So niggas can't start believing that shit like them niggas dictate us. We dictate what the fuck they do. Them niggas always came in and always took our lifestyle and made this shit commercial. You know, they always took that. Look at the sleepwalking now. You know, that shit is a fucking, it's a commercialized dance right now. That shit wasn't never supposed to be like that. But once some cameras hit a nigga, they saw them ankles moving, you know, off the smoke tour the DVD. I mean, nigga, just everybody just ran with it. That was out of my control. But they always swoop in and they try to water it down, they try to turn us against each other. You know, they just want motherfuckers to be extinct, man. And until we are extinct, the motherfuckers gonna keep their motherfucking hands in the pot to try to take us for everything that they can. So, you know, for everybody out there trying to come up and trying to get in the game, my nigga, keep grinding, keep doing what you do. You know, I got you, my nigga. I got you. And all the little niggas out there think Dub C is tripping up and everything, that's bullshit. That's bullshit. I'm just a nigga to speak my mind, homie, just like a real nigga. You can't respect a real nigga on the street. And, you know, you need to stay out the street. Cause you ain't no real nigga. That's how it is. But, you know, anybody out there, my nigga, that, you know, that feel like, you know, it's all over with because, you know, they ain't got no record deal. They can't get out there. They think about hanging it up. Nigga, do not hang it up. Keep doing what you're doing. Keep doing what you're doing, man. I'm here, homie. I'm living proof of that, my nigga. I'm here.
Real talk. And, what can you tell us about Ice Cube's upcoming album, Raw Footage?
Raw Footage, that shit is... that shit's so retarded. I mean, you know, it's the title for itself just explains everything. It's Raw Footage, it's uncut. It's that raw shit. You know, he got about 5 songs that we done went up in there and banged out. And he just working right now, man. The shit is like, you know, gangsta rap at his finest, man. I mean, you know, he's feeling good, man. He's feeling good. He's loving... You know, he loving rap once again because we got a chance to do what the fuck we want to do. You know, he could have just said fucking and just started just running and doing movies and saying, I'm cool. I ain't fucking with it no more. And he started feeling that. He started texting that. He had that text to his mother first. He like, fuck that. So, Nick, you know, we got to create a situation where we can do us. That's just what the fuck we doing. You know, and I mean, it's coming across through the music.
Yeah.
My album, man, on the real, I mean, right there within itself, my album on the real, man. I got a street record, man. Just that I just got some real shit, and I'm loving the fact that we can get out there and we can give our fans that. We can target our fans and we can get them niggas that. I'm not giving a fuck if niggas out of town ain't fucking with me like that. I ain't giving a fuck about that because eventually they will. If you a hood nigga, you a street nigga, then you gonna respect it. Cause when I see Lil Wayne get down doing him, I love to see Lil Wayne doing him. I don't wanna see Lil Wayne trying to, you know, be like an LA nigga or sound like an LA nigga. I wanna see Lil Wayne do Lil Wayne. I love that. I love when I see the nigga go hard and do what he do. Just like niggas wanna see us do us. A lot of niggas get caught up and they say, you know, well, you know, what's the album like? How the album sound? What's going on? What you doing? Who you got on the record? What's this? What's that? Or whatever. But deep down, them niggas are saying, you know, back of their mind, you know, when you get to naming all these niggas or, you know, doing shit that ain't you, they like, deep down their mind, I'm like, oh, dick rhyme ass nigga, that ain't even you. I'm out of here, homie. When I go to New York and I fuck with niggas in New York and the projects and all around, these niggas love my music. It's just that people in position of power at the radio station and the video shows, they ain't fucking with it like that. But the streets love it, you know, and I'm doing shows nonstop. I ain't stopped doing shows, man, since fucking, you know, the promo run, the last now cry later. You know, I've been doing shows. I'm always gonna do shows, man. I'm from Japan all the way. I just came from Japan, you know, and I'm going to New Zealand, Australia, and all that shit now. I mean, it's Dub C fans out there. It's West Coast fans out there. You know, it's hip hop fans out there. It's niggas who want to see us do us. And, you know, I'm just sick of all the, you know, all these motherfuckers out there saying that we gotta do a certain kind of music or we gotta do this, we gotta do that, man. We doing us, homie. We doing us. So, you know, to go back and to, you know, to answer your question, Ice Cube album is, you know, it's coming along real good, man, because you get a chance to do him. You get a chance to target our fans, and that's where we at with it.
Okay. And have you spoken to Mac 10 lately?
No, I ain't hollering at Mac 10. But it ain't no love lost on my end. Ain't no love lost. You know, niggas just, you know, we just up in there, but I start doing their own thing. Why you hollering at him?
No, I ain't spoken to him in a minute.
Yeah.
I just seen him, you know, he fucking with Glasses Malone and shit. I just seen him on, you know.
Yeah, that's good, man. That's That's good, man. Glass is a good dude. Glass is a good dude, man, and I want to see Glass win. You know, Glass has been out here putting it down for a long time, just like a lot of other new niggas that's coming up that's putting it down and everything, you know, and he's standing for something. He's standing for Watts in that West Coast. So, you know, that's good, man. That's good, you know. Hopefully, you know, Glass Malone can, you know, he can see Melee out there doing him. He can see the Trap out there doing them, you know, and a lot of other new niggas, man. Bad Luck, what's happening with it? Where you at, my nigga? I told you they could fuck with you a long time ago. Back in Warren Campbell's spot. Backyard, nigga. You know what it is.
Yeah, yeah, Bad Luck is dope. That dude got some heat.
He a beast.
For real. Hell yeah. And, you know, in our last interview, you told me you were on your way to see Dr. Dre. Did any music materialize out of that?
Hell no. But you know what, though? But we did start a work. We did start working on a record. You know, but Dre right now is you know, he tied up right now doing him, man. He's trying to get that record together and everything. And I wish him much love and success. Ain't no love lost, man. You know, I mean, I ain't going to stop knocking on the door, you know, and trying to holler at the homie, you know, and make it happen. Because I already know where we at with it. You know, fuck what another nigga say or whatever. I already know where we at with it. You know, we got unfinished business that we got to handle. And it's going to happen eventually. It is. It's going to happen eventually. It's all good, man.
Yep. And, you know, I got to give a shout-out to DJ Crazy Tune for putting the scratches down on that album. That was good to hear.
Oh, is that right? You're fucking with that?
Yeah, it's been a minute since we heard some, you know, just real-life scratching on the record.
Okay, so there you go. So right now, you going and you co-signing what I just said earlier. Tell me if I'm lying. You said it's been a while since you heard some of that shit. To me, that's that authentic hood ghetto shit that niggas been lacking, niggas been missing, that these records been missing.
So what's next for Dubsy after this album?
What's next for Dubsy after this album is going on the road, beating the road up, putting the Trap album out. The Trap will be out pretty soon. We're working right now on the Trap record. The Trap will be out. You know, don't get it fucked up just because they wasn't on the album. You know, like I said, I want to put the Elite 3 on the record. But we are working on their record. The Trap will be out. You know, and I'm helping the homie Young Melee with his project as well. So Young Melee will be coming out as well. As well as we'll be starting up on another Dubsy album. We'll be on the road. You're looking out for me on the big screen as well. So, you know, I mean, it don't stop. You know, DJ Crazy Tunes got this mixtape that, you know, that we in the middle of. And we got something big attached to that. You know, something real big attached to that right there. You know, smells like a movie to me. It's gonna be coming along with it.
Okay.
It's real great.
And you know, I did an interview with J.O. Felony like 4 or 5 years ago, and he told me that back then y'all was trying to put together a group with you, J.O., C.J. Mack, and SIBO. Did anything happen out of that?
5 years ago, yeah, sorry. That must have been an idea from back then. I remember we were talking about, you know, a lot of cats that the streets was just really feeling, that really didn't get their just due. That's what we were talking about, that right there. I respect every artist that you just named on there. You know, I salute them to the fullest. But I'm not, nothing ever came out of that right there. But J.O. Felony, to me, is one of the coldest cats on the mic that never really got here. And I love to see J.O. get out there and make it happen. I have no problem with working with J.O.
Okay, for sure. So, you know, before we go, is there anything else that you'd like to let everybody know?
Shit, go grab the motherfucking album, Guilty by Affiliation. Put that shit in the brain, that shit. Turn that motherfucker up, you know? I mean, shit is it's a banger. It's a must-have. It's a collective album. You gotta have it. You gotta have it.